There's Mia. Come on in, Mia. We'll wait for you. We got a chair right over the way, Mrs. Lucky.
We'll wait for you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Pizzuto? Here. Mr. Johnson? Here. Mr. Lalonde? Here. Mr. Lalonde? Here. Mrs. Lucky? Here. Mrs. McGraw? Here. Mr. Steele? Mr. Sutton? Mrs. Testine? Here.
I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for matters of special education. General Administration, report number 8.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on December 3rd, 4th, 5th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 2024, and January 2nd and 3rd, 2025. The having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, the 504 Committee, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District, does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRobert?
Aye.
Mrs. Castani?
Aye.
Mrs. Pizzuto?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on December 16th, 2024.
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRobert?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr.
Pizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications to the board?
Yes, I have one letter tonight. Dear Superintendent Kevin Kendall, Principal Cynthia Tuttle, and Board of Education, hope this letter finds you well. I'm writing to express my heartfelt gratitude for the opportunity to serve as long-term substitute for Suzanne McLean during her medical leave, November 24 to January 25. It has been an honor to be part of the Ogdensburg School District, and I truly appreciate the trust you've placed in me during this time. Working with the students has been an incredibly rewarding experience. Their enthusiasm for learning and their unique perspectives have made each day enjoyable and fulfilling. I have cherished the connections I've built and the moments we've shared in the classroom. If you ever find yourselves in need of a certified substitute teacher in the future, I'd be honored to be considered for any opportunities. Thank you once again for this opportunity, and I look forward to staying connected and wish the district continued success in the future. Warm regards, Mrs. Linda Hooper.
Thank you. Are there comments relative to the agenda? Under new business, report number 1.
This is the final review and adoption of the Ogdensburg City School District Policies 2120, 2250, 2260, 2270, 2310, 2320, 2330, 2340, 2342, 2350, 2351, 2352, 2360, 2410, 2510, 2520, 2521, 3000, 3100, and 3120. Then, having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District is hereby approved the adoption of the above policies presented this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRobert?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Pizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lamar?
Aye.
Report number 2.
This is the first read of Ogdensburg City School District Policies 8415 and 2325. No action necessary. This is first review and discussion only. This is the policy 8415 that pertains to the leasing of coach buses for athletic trips. We do have our own transportation, and many of our state playoff games in many cases are only 2 hours away and don't require the use of a coach bus. So this is the first look at it, the first read of it. I'm open to any suggestions.
Anyone with comments or suggestions?
Just a comment. I'm glad we're doing this. I think it's important to put some consistency across the board. So I know it's been a struggle and without having something consistent. So.
Yeah. And we have, just so the board is aware, we have two of our school buses are air conditioned, the big ones. So Even when it's warm out, we've got air-conditioned buses for that purpose, and bigger buses with lower compartments for storage of equipment. Now, if we have, for example, our hockey team, there's no way we could ever find a bus that could fit all the athletes, the equipment, and the coaches. We've got a means to be able to send a box truck with all that equipment behind the bus so as to not have to worry about securing the coach buses. They're extremely expensive. I mean, you're talking anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 depending on the trip, when we can send our own bus for a fraction of that.
Right.
Well, and hopefully student athletes will, I don't think you can mandate this, but hopefully they'll come home on the bus as well.
Yeah.
Because it would be unfortunate to set something like that up, send a busload of kids to the game, and then everybody rides home with their parents.
Yeah.
Send an empty bus home.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep, just something to get more consistent with it. But take a look at it again. We'll certainly look at it again at the next board meeting.
Okay, report number three.
This is the 25-26 staffing projections. These are all of the open areas as they stand now. We have yet to look at the expense side of the budget with increases and the first run of state aid and all of our revenues. So to say that we're replacing all these, we haven't even looked at all of our projected enrollment. So these are just what are open now. Doesn't mean we're necessarily going to have to fill them within the next school year. But we're these are open staffing needs for 25-26.
Okay, number four.
This is the approval of non-contractual paid holiday. We have a new school holiday this year, Lunar New Year, which occurs this Wednesday. And we have to be closed by state education law. So that only happens every so often. It depends on when it falls and how we're impacted by it. This year it impacts a normal day of the week. Next year it's embedded within the February break, so it doesn't impact it. And the following year it's on a weekend and will not rear its head again until 2028. So what I propose this year, because it's so new and we do have a number of staff that get the day off, is to make it a non-contractual paid holiday for all employees this year. But it's non-precedent setting, so it'll have to be part of negotiations. So that having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the district shall consider Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, which is Asian Lunar New Year, as a paid holiday for all employees for the 24-25 school year. And this is a non-precedent setting event on this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Report number five.
This is the adoption of sports merger fee schedule for 25-26. That having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the board of the Augsburg City School District Board of Education shall hereby adopt the sports merger fee schedule for out-of-district students to participate in the district's high school sports program as listed in the attached sports merger fee schedule, effective July 1st, 2025, this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs.
Lucky?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is sports mergers for the 24-25 school year with Lisbon Central School District, spring for girls across all levels. That having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the sports merger with the Lisbon Central School District for girls lacrosse in all levels for the 24-25 school year, this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Tassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McCullough?
Aye.
Report number seven.
This is board approval of contract with RG Thames Incorporated. The board, over the last several years, has indicated that they want us to do a 3 to 5 year plan for our finances. And this entity, Dr. Rick Timms, who is part of the state aid school or state finance state school finance consortium, can do just that. So he's going to work with us, try to build out a 3 to 5 year financial plan That includes, you know, fund balance appropriations, expenses, revenues, all of those pieces, and give the district some suggestions going forward. So this is a contract with him. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, is hereby approved the contract with RG Timms Incorporated, as submitted this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessman?
Aye.
Report number 7A.
I am going to table this. LearnWell is an entity that many districts have been partnering with for virtual education, for when students are on home tutor for long periods of time. We found another option for the district that is state aidable. So I'm going to table this right now until we can get a better, I think, contract with a company that can actually be aidable.
Okay, move on to report number 8.
This is the tax collector's report of unpaid taxes. That having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the 2024-2025 tax collector's report as attached shows the total taxes collected in the amount of $8,381,460.94, and that the list of unpaid taxes is as follows. City of Ogdensburg taxes, $788,489.43. Interest of $28,938.83. Town of Oswegatchie taxes, $185,547.72. Interest of $5,869.08. Be accepted, and be it further resolved that the list of unpaid taxes be transmitted to the proper collection agencies for collection.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Report number 9.
This is the resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Report number 10.
This is acceptance of donation. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools that the donation made to the Ogdensburg City School District be accepted for the 2024-2025 school year on this 27th day of January 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Thank you to Corning, I guess. Mm-hmm. Report number 11.
This is the 2025-2026 budget discussions for the library. No action needed, information and discussion only. The two lines that are proposed to increase are salaries for our contractual agreements and a typical 4% increase for BOCES services until we have actual numbers next month.
Any questions? Okay. Reports number D1 through D7. I'm looking for a consent agenda motion, please.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Are there any concluding comments by the student board member?
Thank you.
Concluding comments by citizens?
Thank you for approving my tenure.
Well, you beat me to the punch. I was gonna congratulate Chris on receiving tenure. Thank you for braving the wind. And bringing kids, yes.
No, thank you very much. It's been a great 4 years. I look forward to working.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Board members. Administration.
Our next board meeting is Monday, February 10th, 2025, and it will be in Cafeteria B.
Oh,
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Oh, to executive session.
To executive session.
To executive session. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah. Right back here.